And she's fine.
She's fine.
Oh, that's just because. Paul, let's just hold on and make sure everybody is set up and they know what to do.
Okay.
All right. Please.
Now click on Jack Emmerich and let him in.
Where is he?
This is your waiting room area.
Okay.
Okay.
Admit.
Right. You can also hit admit all. Let
okay, but
in.
Look here. He's not muted. That's mute. What? How come it's not
I don't think he's got anything hooked up to where he can do anything. So you can't be muted because there's no
he doesn't have a speaker.
Right.
All right, so can I admit these people yet?
You can either admit all or you have four people waiting. Just click on admit all. We have all the board members on.
I don't think, let's see that lady there. Let me look at the pictures. Okay, Joanne Keith.
Oh. You broke it.
I did not. How do I get it back here?
So back to the waving.
I need to go back to full screen, right? There.
That's who's here now.
Huh?
Oh man, that's a good picture there.
Where?
That one.
Careful.
Mm-hmm.
Careful. Let me see the view. How do I view them?
Click on participants down here. And
admit all.
Yeah. What's an RBF?
Mm-hmm.
RBF?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard that one?
Not yet. Look at her with her background.
Yeah.
Where am I here? I need to be muted.
Can I go? Okay. Okay, start the meeting. Okay. Start the meeting of the Board of Trustees, Fort Malibu Holiday Park, Mobile Home Park Recreational District, March 26, 2020. It's a 1 p.m. meeting. We're going to call the meeting to order. And we're going to have Keith do the invocation. I guess we don't have to because they can't. Why don't I mute me?
Everyone could bow their head, please. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking for guidance and wisdom and support as we begin this meeting. Guide us as we make decisions as to affect the residents and staff. We pray for the health and the well-being of residents, employees, and community and the world, and please to conquer this virus so we can all get back to our regular lives. Use your grace to heal the sick and the suffering. In his name we pray. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Joe Prisco.
Here.
Joanne Google.
David.
Keith Richard.
Here.
Cheryl Miller.
Here.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
Gaston Pelletier, I'm here. Barbara Whitney.
Here.
And Sherry Morris is present. Okay. Okay. Sherry Morris, yeah. Okay, can I guess I'm unmuted. Okay, the next order of business is we need to acknowledge Terry Steimer's resignation on May 11th, 2020. From the chairman position.
I make a motion to accept the resignation of Chairman Barbara.
Barbara seconds. The next order of business will be the installation of two trustees. Mr. Rush Livermore is applying for the seat number 6. With the echo. He'll be applying for seat number 6. Now, if the board would have any questions to go to him, I guess it's just going to go through the board at this point. I know Russ Livermore has been on the board for many years. I believe we should just install him into the position number 6. But if anybody has any questions to Russ. Oh. Yeah, it does muffle your voice. So what we're doing right now is we're going to install Russ Livermore in seat number 6 after questions go to him.
If there are no questions, I make a motion to hey, you're not on.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joanne.
If nobody has any further questions for Russ Livermore, I'll make a motion to have him installed to seat number 6 on the Board of Trustees.
I second.
Did you just second the minutes? Pass.
So we'll go ahead and Gus. Yes.
It's a motion and a second.
You see me waving? Was this about the minutes? Because I didn't understand a word they said. I don't know what they said. And I'm not deaf. Joe just swore in Russ.
Livermore. There's a motion. Okay. Second, you call for a vote.
Yes, and it's going to swear him in right now.
Okay. See, I didn't understand a word that was said.
One at a time. Call for a vote.
Make sure your volume
is on. It is.
Russ Livermore to be installed in seat number 6. So I call for a vote. Is everybody in favor? Russ on say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No opposed. Any other opposed? Call Russ Livermore to be installed in seat number 6. The second person is Beverly Craig Elias. That's Aaron.
Elias.
Elias. She's looking for the under term of seat number 5 on the board of trustees for Miles on the top. Does anybody have any questions that they would like to ask? She did write us a good amount here. seems like to the running clock. So I wouldn't have any questions. But Joanne?
You've been here over 2 years?
Yes, I've been here over 2 years.
Okay, and you've been here?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Always sat in the front.
And you're aware of our sunshine?
Aware of what?
You're aware of our sunshine.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Any other questions? Beverly? Mine's on low on 18. Oh, the echo. Okay. So much easier when we to do it with the regular speakers.
Motion.
You've already made a motion, I think.
Is your camera on? Can you see the screen?
I see the screen, but I don't see myself. Is that what you're asking?
You don't see you?
No.
You see anything?
No.
Somebody's going to have to speak.
Thanks.
My God.
Am I supposed to swear him in and then do the next one?
No, do them both together.
Yeah, I'm here now. To make sure everybody's we want it down. That's what's creating the feedback.
Is there a motion on the floor? Anybody?
We'll have a motion. No, no more comments? Any other comments? Second the motion. We have a vote to install Beverly onto the Board of Trustees. Number 5, Fay. If you agree.
Yay.
Any no's? Any no votes? Okay, James, so Beverly and Rush is appointed at this time by our secretary. But both stand up.
Stand up there.
Yes, don't go over to them. He can't hear that well.
Should I get closer? Is that what it is?
Yes.
So they can hear you, though.
Need to get over 40.
I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution. I will support and protect the Constitution and government of the United States, and the government of the United States, and of the state of Florida.
And the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of.
And I will well and faithfully
perform the duties of. Trustees of the Board of Trustees.
Trustees of the Board of Trustees.
Of the Park, Mount, or Holly Park.
So now we have an actual full board. I think we have 9 members. Oh, sorry about that. So now we have a full board. We have 9 members on the board. Now, just a comment.
I can't hear a thing you say.
Nobody can hear. Anyways, we have a full board from the Board of Trustees. I guess the first thing that we should do is approve the minutes from 5/11/2020.
No other comments?
Oh, I did have some. Do them now?
Yeah.
Okay, the comments that I have. One, we were going to, I guess, discuss the opening of the pool. That would be one of the comments that I was.
Is that on the agenda?
Well, I sent you the thing. It was some of the things. It was one of the things that we did talk about. I'll just tell you my personal thing of opening the pool. Is at this time, I feel uncomfortable for me for opening the pool because of the general problems it requires, the amount of people that come. It's so limited. We were saying 10 per pool. You're still limited to a limited amount of people, and you're going to need somebody to control the people, somebody to monitor the people that have to, they're going to have to be signed a legal waiver that we have from the attorney. So if something happened, that the park is responsible for that. So we have all of that. I still feel uncomfortable for me that I think because you'd put a lot on Cherie and Lori, and then you'd have somebody out there all the time. And again, we'll have to have it all taped off, six feet sections from each other, have to be enforced. For me, I think the face mask should be mandatory, since now they say the face mask cut down 75% transmission of the disease. That's my take on it. Also, the bathroom, you have to have somebody more on that because one person in the bathroom at a time. This is all things that are from the attorney, suggestions of if we were going to open, we'd have to do all that. And somehow, of course, just don't. I don't know if you want to take a vote. The last meeting, I believe you did take a vote not to open the pool. Did you want to take my vote? Just put it to rest for now. I think it should be closed. My opinion.
Is there? I'm not under. I didn't understand. Is there a motion? Do you want a motion?
No.
I mean, well, you want it.
Things, I know.
Rules and regulations. Is that what you're asking? I don't know, Andrea.
I don't want to open it. We did get that. I'm sorry.
It's got to be. You got to have a motion.
Right.
And then we discuss it.
Right. I'm not going to make a motion. If somebody else wants to make a motion to open the pool, then I just don't think we should. So I don't think the pool should be open. Because everybody has agreed to control it all, but that is a lot of work.
I have two other people that are willing to help.
We have to discuss a motion to accept the rules and regulations.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept it according to the
rules and regulations.
Rules and regulations that we have received.
Okay.
I made the motion. We can discuss
it. I'll second.
Okay. Now we can have a discussion. Okay.
Go ahead, Joanne.
Okay. I guess I have a lot of questions.
Because this is a huge undertaking. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be working so long?
No, I've got at least three ladies that are going to help me.
And all of you are going to sit where?
Say what?
Where are you sitting?
We'll be sitting right outside. I probably would be in the pool sometimes.
You'll be in the pool sometimes?
If I have to be.
I'm not sure I understand that part of it at all.
Well, we had come up with the idea of having bracelets for everybody. Number one, making it so it's residents only, no outsiders.
How are you going to know that?
Because we're going to make them fill out the form that you have.
Yes, they'd have to show ID to show that they're a resident. You guys start with that.
Yes.
And if people don't know exactly your ID, they're going to come in their bathing suits, but it's nothing else.
Well, they don't have to go too far to go home.
Well, that's true, and that's what they're going to have to do. But let's make it known if that's what you're going to want to do and if this is going to even be approved. So you have to start with ID.
Right.
Then they're going to have to sign a promise agreement.
Correct.
And then they're going to issue an orange bracelet.
Right.
But the thing that I want to know is, how are you going to regulate and stop someone, number 11, from going to that pool? Person number 11, how do they not go into that pool?
It's going to be the two pools are going to be open.
Correct?
Yeah.
All right. Pool number one. How do you stop someone? I'm just saying, I think it's very difficult.
Well, myself, I feel that if people want to go in the pool, they're going to take and go along with these rules.
Okay. All right. So. All right. Anybody else?
I agree with these because it's basically taking all the monitoring out of the office. It's giving it to the public, and they have shown that the as long as people are cautious and keep their distance, we will get there. How are you going to make people obey? You can't. You just have to believe that the public that comes here wants to be safe as they can be. So I think it's want to do it and do it. If you're afraid of it, you just stay away.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't know how you make that person stay out of the pool and you just talk to them and suggest, hey, this is not the rule. If we're going to keep this going, we have to all follow the rules.
Or
it's going to close. You can only, I don't want to say threaten, but you got to let them know the situation. This is a privilege that we're opening up, and you must honor these rules so we can enjoy this, what we have. So I'm, as long as Lori or the janitor or any of those people don't have to go out, don't have to take care of it extra, the people have, when they come to a place and bring their own stuff, do their own wiping down and do all that stuff, this is kind of the public, and residents need to take responsibility also.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing is I'll vote for it, but understand residents and people that are participating, you are the ones responsible, not us, not the people in charge. They will be there to help you understand it, but they're not going to grab you by the neck and drag you out. So if you want this to maintain and go on and stay with it, you have to honor these rules, not only you, but everybody.
Okay, we have a question from, I think Bob.
His hand was first.
Yeah, that's a question. One of the rules says that they should be courteous and limited to an hour. So that might be something for you to plug in. I would keep track. I would think that you might just want to have a sign of sheet and just write down so that you have, or you came an hour ago, so it's time, mm-hmm. So somebody else could come. If you have that down in writing, it probably would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, we can put that in on the sign-in sheet when they sign in, the time they're signing in. And at this time of the year, there isn't that many people in the pool. And also, hopefully, I'm hoping to, if we get this accepted, to further go into nighttime. Because there's a lot of people that don't like to come out in the sun at this time of the year. But I'd like to get this established first to make a lot of people happy.
I have heard from a number of people about wishing to be able to get into the pool.
Yeah.
And I think the one response is that if you're shy about it, then don't go. Mm-hmm. Nobody's forcing you to. But somebody may have to, force you to only be 10 in the pool at once.
Right.
Okay, Barbara.
Okay, you're going to be there 7 days a week from 9 to 3?
No, I think we had it down, cut down.
Pardon?
I think the hours were different.
I think it was 9 to 9.
I have 9 to 3.
But first, we didn't get into Friday.
Pardon?
Yeah, 9 to 3. The weekends it was going to be closed.
Oh, Monday through Friday. Okay, Monday through Friday. Okay.
No difficult.
And you're going to have them sign in and the time they sign in?
Correct.
Because I've heard from a few people, too.
And the other statement, too, that I need to make is we're not going to let any outsiders come in here whatsoever. Nobody visiting anybody in their family. That's why we're doing the bracelets. And each time they come back to the pool, like the following day, their bracelet will be checked again to make sure they're wearing the right bracelet.
Okay.
Can that bracelet be passed on to someone else?
It's not supposed to be.
I didn't ask that. No. Can it be? Can it be picked?
No.
No, it's not. They will, the people will break them because that's what they do in here.
She said there's going to be a name on the bracelet.
You just make a rule, they'll break it.
Well, if they don't have the correct bracelet with the number on it, it's going to be numbered, they won't be getting in the pool.
They're going to put a number on them, right?
So you will have a master list of everyone who has signed this waiver paper with a bracelet number assigned to that person.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
And we all have to remember, the trustees did not close this pool, correct?
That's right.
So we're taking it on to open it when we didn't close it in the first place. Which is a little awkward, I think.
Who closed it the first place?
The governor.
The governor.
Oh, the governor. Okay.
So we're treading, I believe we're treading lightly. As you all know from our last meeting, I'm all for opening the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I'm going to miss some time. I hope you're around a little while. But, you know what? We're all adults. We're trying to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is the case or not, if all these adults come to the pool and break these rules that we're, I hope we're going to have posted at the pool, then are we going to take it upon ourselves to shut the pool down again?
Okay.
Okay, district manager.
Okay, Cherie, manager, wants to have a comment?
Okay, in regards to the not following the rules, the residents are going to know exactly what to do, what's going on, and the violation of the rules will be shut down immediately. If we have a problem with disgruntled residents, we are not going to take advice or call the police. Okay.
We've talked long enough about, and this is serious.
And if people aren't serious, then we've
got
to take it to a step
further,
and that's
the
bottom line.
I can't hear anything anybody
says.
I don't know why.
Are we adding
a smoke hole? Barbara, have some comments?
We have to start taking baby steps. If we see they don't want to follow the rules and regulations of the pool, we can close it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's our option. Under those conditions, I would make a motion to open it. We've got to start taking baby steps somewhere.
Okay. There is a motion on
already.
The floor. Cheryl made a motion to keep the pool open. Cheryl made a motion to keep the pool open and abiding by the...
And he seconded.
Okay.
Okay, so...
There was a second by somebody.
That's it?
I had a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we had...
So it's been seconded by Keith.
Oh, Keith.
Want to vote to open the pool? All those in favor of opening the pool say yes.
Aye.
Aye.
All those no. I'm going to say no because I don't think it's sustainable. I was in law enforcement for 30 years. And you're going to have to sustain this. So when the lady comes up
with her kids,
with her grandchildren, it's going to be a huge problem. It's going to be right outside our manager's door and Laura's door. As soon as that happens, the pool's going to be shut down. I think you're fooling yourself. I mean, I watch these meetings. A lot of people don't like to go by the rules. And I like the way it is. Because that's the infringement of the right. You try to follow me, can't bring my grandchildren into the pools, you're going to be issues. How can it be smooth like this? I don't have the wrong amount of employees out there. Do I take them on with people? Barry doesn't want to be out there, and the manager doesn't want to be subjected to these people while they're wearing masks. I think masks, in my opinion, should be required.
So, motion made, second is voted.
I don't want to vote.
That's the public comment, not
effective when? Now we can start. Okay, thank you.
But then you have to get up to right now.
I'm not going out right now. I can't.
Once you get all the paperwork in place.
Okay, why don't we say?
Can I say something?
What? We'll make effective.
Joe.
Yeah.
We can reevaluate.
Yeah, it's going to be effective as soon as we get all the rest of the paperwork together. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I guess
we're going to decide.
We already passed it. So, it can make probably before we pass the right, but it don't. You can make probably comments.
You already have to vote and make motions, so I think it should be off to me and then listen to the comments after.
Okay.
Just get this right. There's only one note.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work. So, that's my take on it. Because no one we have to close, you know that, right? If you don't have the people to enforce these rules, it's going to have to be closed. Okay. The next order of business is.
You have no other chairman comments?
Well, I did have a comment about two things, actually. The parking lot. I didn't actually. No.
What?
Oh, my rumor stuff. The rumor mill would please stop. If you have a problem with please come to me. Don't start any rumors. You know, because there's been more rumors out there started, and it's not good for. Like I said, if you have a problem with me, any person on the board, please will just come to me if you want. We'll address it. Any rumors out on the website, just that that's the problem. And that continues.
You'll never do it.
So I was like,
we have a group of people, all they want to do is cause trouble. I think we should do what's best for the park. If you don't like somebody, that's your prerogative, but we should do what's best for the park. We know what is going on, okay? A lot of these people, they don't know it. I think Terry, he wrote that. He wrote this. People should regard it.
Right.
Whether it's rumors about you, me, Jack,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, I know.
We've got just a select few that's causing the problems. We should put our differences aside and work together.
Exactly. Support all the people in the park and do what's best for the park. That's the job of the trustees. And I wish the room would stop. If you have a problem with the manager, or me, or any trustee, please come to me with the family and the board at this point, and I'll address it.
Well, I have a question, Joe.
Yeah.
Your house is on the market? Are you leaving the park?
Yes. You know that doesn't make a difference. I live in the barn. You know this? Any doesn't talk to me. You know that?
Well, the way I interpret it, it says
I should leave the board because the house is. That's one of the comments.
Well, are you making a change?
Yeah.
Joe,
you have people on the board that live outside of Scotts Bluff.
No, we do not.
No, your treasurer lives outside the box.
One at a time. You have to be an elector within the district in order to serve on the board. An elector means you are registered to vote in the state of Florida. You must be within this district right here in order to serve on the board. So if you move in and you're not going to be going to have a holiday or can add to this voting district,
yeah.
You cannot serve on the board.
That's fine with me.
Okay, that's fine with me.
That was my question. We will be looking for another trustee to fill the position.
Right. Actually, right now, the way it is Jack will take over at the end of the year. That's the way it works. Okay. At the end, when you reorganize, I believe in January, right? I believe
that.
Yeah. I think you reorganize in January, and then you can reorganize the board and pick
Yes, but there are
two critical positions that are open, which really should be filled.
We really have to assign it to someone. We now have a first vice chair position that's open, and
assistant secretary. We don't have to fill those positions
to know who's going to be.
Yeah.
Did you want to do that now?
I'm sorry.
When did you want to do that? I mean,
I would leave that for the next meeting.
All right.
But let's see how we're on the agenda.
So, okay, so that was it. I wanted to mention those few things. I guess the next thing we need to do is approve the 5/11/2020 minutes of the meeting.
The minutes.
The 5/11. We'll have a motion.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Bob the second. Jack brought the motion. Bob the second to approve it. All those in favor of approving the 5/11 minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
That's fine. The next thing is that we're going into is the budget approval.
Budget.
I'm good.
Sorry.
I'm up.
Do you have space here, Ross? Do you have space here? Here's your budget.
Okay. Basically, the budget will not change much since last time. I put out a copy of it to all the board members. They got to look. There's a copy on the website. There's been a change from questions. The main thing was the middle column is a projected for the end of the year. And I got some questions because the bottom didn't come out. It showed a zero, but there was no formula. But if you look at the expense or the income and the expenses, they weren't the same, shouldn't have been a zero. Well, part of the problem was in the very first assessments, you didn't put the transfer. We did put the $240,000 in transfer debt, and that took care of it. Also, on the second page, down about taxes, fees, and license, that was supposed to be $11,000, not $5,000. We came back and did some checking. And you can still see that the balance comes very close. It's a little off, but that's because the auditor hasn't come in yet and given us the audit to change some of those numbers so things get in the right column now. It's very, very close. So both, but most of the numbers that I've talked about are pretty much the same. The reduction in the assessments for $10 a month, which we had promised people when we put on the loan, we take them off and they're paid, which happens. The next thing is a 3% raise increase there in the budget. Not that I'm sure there are 3% raise. All I'm saying is, because of the supervisor's opportunity to evaluate,
they can.
Can you talk louder?
Oh, I'm trying to talk. I'm not set up. Is it better this way?
I'm just getting feedback from people saying they can hear nothing out there.
Okay,
is that
better?
No, I don't know if that's
going to
help.
I mean, I'm here about the bad ear.
Guys, there's a song club out there if you can hear Pete.
Hey, what?
Here. See, I don't have that on mine.
Can you hear me?
Anyway, the raise I put in for people is just so the budget is there in case the supervisor wants to give the person a raise. You know, we've said before we're limited to a 30% raise. So I put it in there so they could have have what they needed so the budget's coming out. Next there was the cable company. I did not put anything in there with what we're negotiating now because what I have is the contract with the Army now, which has a 5% increase. I put that in there. Okay, also the reduction of the expense for the residents for decals is another thing. And then the last one, in order to balance it, so we had a zero, we had a contingency fund of $71,000, which we will use in projects that we need to move a little money here and there that we all just have reserves for. We try to put some numbers in there that seem reasonable, but things get moved around. As I say, the budget is basically a plan, I guess, what you're doing.
Most of the resources are there.
One thing we have, I didn't write down, I guess, was the landscaping. We added $190,000 to Des Moines and some landscaping prices. So these are just numbers that I talked to with people and with Sheree and a couple other people, and they're numbers that are supposed to be close, and that's what we're trying to stick within the budget. The biggest thing is reduction in assessments. Okay, do I call them people or do you call them people? Okay, Russ has a comment. Yes.
I just had a question about the contingency fund. Active hurricane season. In the past, we've had a very large contingency fund to cover expenses for hurricanes. I don't see that at $71,000. I'm concerned that if anybody spent it in 2004 when we had three hurricanes, this place is a mess. And it took a lot of money to get it back in shape. I'm afraid that if we have a bad hurricane season, that we won't have money to do these things that we need to put the park back in shape again. So somehow or another,
Russ, real quick, if you look at the bottom of the budget, we have capital improvement funds that if we have a hurricane season, we probably won't be doing capital improvements. And they amount up to about over $100,000 in that amount. But I mean, that too.
There again, in 2008 when we had the roads done, we need to do something with the roads because they're starting to deteriorate because of the garbage trucks and the UPS are putting a toll on our roads and they need to be worked on.
Okay. Any other questions?
Before I comment about the budget question I have, everybody is saying that we should turn our microphones off. You're getting too much and only one beyond at a time. Will that improve what they hear out there or not?
What's happening is we have people that have their microphones turned on, we get feedback from the microphones picking up only one voice coming in. I mean, several computers are using the same video feed, and everyone's unmuted. That's why when we did it last time, we just unmuted the person in the back of the seat. So that's what we did last time, and that seemed to
be. So we should mute everybody,
Well, I would say that you can mute yourself unless you're speaking. You have the option to mute yourself on here. Mute yourself.
I think I'm muted all the time. I don't have a speaker on here. Right before I mean.
If all participants would just mute themselves unless they're speaking, it would really make a lot of less feedback to the group.
It says that a host will allow us to unmute. You have to do something to make us Barbara needs to mute.
I don't have any on.
Okay.
All the way on the bottom left.
And Jack also.
Okay. Right here. You see right here?
I said oh. Mute already.
Well, you have to hit it. Now. Who else?
I pressed the button, but it doesn't look like it's muted.
If it's muted, they're also saying.
Yeah, but he's sharing it with me. We're sharing together.
What do you say?
You wanted me to unmute it, but you're sharing here. Your voice is coming through here.
Did you
check it?
No, because he's here with his voice too.
I know. But when you're talking, you're close.
Would you imagine that a number of people have made comments on other issues and making statements of the district manager spending over $50,000 in budget? Since that's a $53,000 figure, I'm wondering if that's the issue, that they're looking at the middle column and the 1920 budget, which was $1,174,000, and the estimated year end is $1,121,000. So I'm wondering if that's mistaken information on their part that they're thinking that we're wildly spending in the park. It does.
Okay, John.
I am. Okay. Basically, no, Jack, the budget, we may be spending more in some different areas on beautification, like the tree, the extra trees we got and some of that stuff. I don't see where it was 50,000. But however, we are underspending in other places. So even though we have overspent in certain areas, we have underspent in others, and we are within our budget overall on the amounts. It's just some of the different areas got different amounts spent.
May I speak? I don't have a talk close to Jack, if you don't mind. I don't have a microphone. The 50,000 rumor that's been going around for that was for 18-19 budget year they were talking about, not this year. That's what that was. I don't know what that was. So question number one, does the Board of Trustees approve the spending of this park?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So to put the spending of this park, overspending or underspending, on Cherie's shoulders alone sounds a bit ridiculous. And people need to be aware the trustees run this park, period. And stop blaming one person for what's going on in here. Done. Secondly, I have a question on this budget. I don't understand, I do understand a little bit about it, but the projected year end, at the end of the column, it has contingency expense and it's left blank, which I understand we don't know what we're going to be spending out there. Well, we don't know what we're going to be spending, but this is sort of like a pot of money that has not been assigned. Is that correct? So that means when you look at that number, the total expense of $1,121,000, and compare it to our budget, projected budget of $1,003,000, or income of $1,373,000, you're looking at $250,000 that's not accounted for on this paper. Is there some way that there could be put a line item that says future reserve or savings or something to identify that we know there's another $250,000 out there. We just plan on not spending it this year. And it'll be different because you've changed some numbers there from the 5 to 11,000 and stuff like that. But,
could I be unmuted for a second?
Sorry, did you just see the chat that came up? They can hear me, and you need to do what I'm doing, and what I'm doing is talking loud. That they need volume.
Okay, we can do that. I'm not, can you hear me now? You can hear me? Okay. If you look on the first page of the assessments, that middle column where it says approved by the board was $240,000 to pay the loan, transfer debt fee.
Okay.
Next column is blank. There should be $240,000 in there.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well, then we might be overspent if we only have 250 left and 240 goes in there.
Ask for the turn of the second.
Just to be clear, I have never, in the 20 years I'm here, I have never heard where we have ever expended more than we've ever budgeted for the entire entity of the budget. There have been areas where we have overexpended, but I think in any budget, and I'm not a budget person, you move money from this column to that column, but we have never, ever that I can remember, ever over budgeted from what we proposed.
I have to agree.
Russ agrees with that, and he's been here longer than my 20 years. So, and are there other questions maybe about the budget?
Are we going to take...
Okay, I think I'm good. And I want to reiterate, Sherry, the fact of if we do move stuff very much, the board votes on it and takes care of it. It isn't something that we say, oh, we got 20, 30,000 here. Well, let's just move it over there. It comes in front of the board and the board votes on it.
In the past, that's exactly what we had to do.
1 second.
Okay. I'll have to agree with Joanne, as in the past budgets, toward the end of the fiscal year, we have had to move money from one fund to another in order to cover different expenses. But that hasn't changed the overall budget at all. It's just moving from one fund to the other. And we've never overexpended in my 15 years here.
Yes, I did. Oh, you know what? On this 50,000,
are you going to use it?
I think so. Yes, I did.
I clicked it. It's disappeared, so I have to come down here.
All right, there you go.
You can leave it.
Okay. Okay, years ago, okay, they had a wish list, and on it was the pool room, the library, and other things that were voted on that they were going to do. Is that part of the $51,000? I'm going to look back in all my papers, and I think it was voted on a long time ago, and it was just done this last year and a half. Am I not correct?
Looking at right now.
Well, that's the one everybody's complaining about. Okay. Okay. In the meantime, I'll get my information all together.
I make a motion that we approve the budget for 2020-21.
I'll second that.
I'm really not sure if you're asking me to speak right now or not. Are you asking me to speak?
Okay, Anne-Marie, can you speak?
Anne-Marie, can
you
hear?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Help us. Where is the freaking chat?
Oh, shit. What did I do? I hit this. How do I get it back? Huh?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Anne-Marie, you can speak.
I am unmuted, but can you hear me?
Here, turn on the speaker.
Can anybody hear me? I am unmuted.
Anne-Marie, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm not really sure where we are with this meeting because it's been so blurred and we cannot understand half the things anybody is saying. So I'm just going to comment on the pool because I have no idea what you said about the pool. I think we heard a couple things. The pool might open. You might have to sign something. We don't know. Maybe no visitors. Maybe visitors. I don't know from the time. We cannot understand anything that you're saying. Sherry Moore, the last time she spoke, she was loud and clear. But I don't know about everybody else, but I am not getting a word that anybody is saying. It's just a bumbled mess. Yeah. I took a video of several different times when different people were talking. So after the fact, I can give it to Cherie so you guys can see. But it's very, very hard to understand anything that you're saying. So I hope the pool rules will be published somewhere if the pool is open, because I'm not even sure the pool is open or not open. So if anybody else has their hand raised that wants to comment, maybe they'll say the same thing. But I've been sitting here the entire time, and I'm really not sure what this entire meeting was about. That's all I have to say right now, and thank you.
Well, the answer to your question is the board voted on opening the pool. Can you hear me?
Okay, I just heard the board. Yeah, I could hear that. What were the rules or regulations? Are there stipulations? Or we just all start going to the pool tomorrow morning?
Okay. Yeah, you need to say your name and the address from anybody else that's asking.
I'm Anne Marie Ashley, 387 Holiday Park Boulevard. So what are the rules and regulations for opening the pool? Because I didn't hear any of them.
Yeah, see.
I don't think I'm the only one.
We should speak. We need to have just one speaker, turned on.
I can't hear it.
Is that working then?
They are, but they're turned off.
So why doesn't it feed back? If it's easier for Laurie just to get the question.
She's not hearing.
You can't hear me now?
He's not getting the volume or barks when I put this.
Nobody can hear me.
Laurie, why don't you just take the question and give it to the board rather than flipping it all over the place? Because I can't hear it. I can hear a little.
She
can't hear it.
She should be able to hear.
You can't hear. I mean, why don't you take the question?
Hey, we can't hear because we have everybody shut down.
It's all the reverb.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what do you do?
We have one set of speakers hooked up.
Where?
Wherever. We can do it on this computer.
I don't know if you can hear me. People sending me comments saying that they can hear me loud and clear. And all I'm doing is speaking into my iPad.
Yes, she's still talking. I can't hear.
Everybody else can hear me but you guys. People attending the meeting can hear me.
Yeah.
Sorry, Meredith, I was talking too loud.
Pause for just a moment. We're just trying to figure out another speaker situation for you guys and see if we can make it any better for everybody involved. Can you give us a minute, please? Oh, yeah.
Do we all really think that the problem is the microphones in that room? Because why is there microphones? There's nobody in the room. All they're doing is echoing through the whole room.
Can you stop her?
You can unmute me if you want me to stop talking.
And normally we never had any summer meetings here.
That's the way to do it.
That way if you want to go up north or something to visit him.
We can hear you, Joe.
That's how it used to be.
You were able to do this.
I did it.
I hope it doesn't give more feedback.
Do they all know that they're supposed to be speaking into their device with the volume on?
I see her mouth moving. That, I do.
You know what you know what the question should go to?
Oh yes.
I don't know sign language.
I can yell that loud. Yeah, sign language. That's it. Sign language. Yeah.
Love you.
There you go.
Lori, can you hear me?
You tested? Test. Anybody there? Can you hear?
Yep.
Who said that?
Me?
Marie said that. Okay.
I think I'm the only one here. I'm the only one talking. You can hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. So we were talking about the pool. What are the regulations to open up the pool? Is the pool opening tomorrow?
When do you open the pool?
Can't hear.
Yeah, so why don't we just... I think June 1st.
June 1st. Okay. Do we need to sign up to go to the pool? Do we have badges? How do we know who's allowed to go into the pool? How many people are allowed in the pool at a time? We didn't hear anything.
10 at each pool.
And who decides what 10 go in each pool?
10 at each pool, and it's going to be controlled and monitored. Beverly will be controlling that.
Okay, so Beverly allows 10 people in at a time. How long do those 10 people get to stay? What?
Still going?
And if obviously if we can't handle it, the pool will be shut down again.
Okay, so 10 people in. How long do they stay? All day?
1 hour.
2 hours? 1 hour. Are we allowed to sunbathe and not go in the pool, and that counts as 10? Or we got to go in the water and then leave after the hour?
You want to come in here and sunbathe? You can.
Okay.
1 hour.
Now, are we allowed to bring, like, my sister or my niece that comes to visit, or just I'm allowed?
Well, let me just read the rules. Okay. Residents only, no admittance for guests and children, 10 people at each pool, no noodles, bring your own chairs, swimmers must sign a waiver and provide proper identification. So everybody going in there will need to sign a waiver protecting the park. Swimmers will be issued numbered bracelets, and they must wear them when they're in the pool. And then limit your time to 1 hour. And the pool committee, which led by Beverly, will enforce this.
We just got on the board.
Only open 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily.
G and Russ Livermore should have no vote about Cherie Blade.
Well, they haven't gotten there yet.
No, but I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. Good boy.
I couldn't believe how fabulous he's doing.
Oh, good.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Public comments on only for the budget at this point. We did address the pool, but should be just addressed in the budget. Any other comments on the budget only? Okay, Jean Beach, please make your comment. Address and name, please.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
I hope so.
Say, introduce yourself and your address, please. Wait, Jean. Have you got yourself muted, Jean, on your screen down at the bottom left? There. Okay, go, Jean.
Okay, it says, okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can anybody hear me? Oh, Lori, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Comment on the budget.
Introduce yourself and your address.
This year, the budget 2019-2020 is a good example of monies being spent that were not budgeted in the correct number.
Jean, I hate to interrupt you, but
it's all right.
Oh my God! Okay.
That's why under Florida statutes, the district is allowed to do amended budget. And the amended budget would correct the fact that the loans were paid off, but it was not budgeted that way. Also, we have grounds crew that was let go. So all of that money was a savings, and it was switched over to the outside servicer. Those things were not really budgeted, but the monies were there. They were just in different spots. Is everybody clear on that? Shake your head, yes. Thank you, Diane. I appreciate that. Barbara, Becky, Joanne, I see some head shaking. Thank you very much. I know this is only supposed to be about the budget. I want to ask one question that relates to the pool. Because we are a special district, we are required to allow outsiders. Has anyone checked to be sure that you are okay by not letting anybody but residents into the pool? It's a good question, because somebody with grandchildren who can't go in the pool can really cause a stink if they're not allowed, but under Florida statutes, they are allowed. Somebody needs to check on that. That's all I have to say. Thank you. And Bob, my hand did not get tired.
Barbara? Yeah, I think June 1st. Because you're going to have to get all this, organized. And so we have a motion to approve the budget then. We have a motion to approve it. Anybody wants to make the motion? I make the motion to. It's already been made? Yeah. Okay, we'll go to a vote then. Okay, we're going to go ahead and vote on the approval of the budget. All those in favor, say yes. Okay. All those that disapprove, say no. Pass unanimously. On to the next. District manager's report. Did you want to go over anything, Cherie, on your report, the district manager's report?
All right.
I'll just be quiet. Read it. All right, am I unmuted? All right, I'll be loud so everybody can hear me. The office, rec building, and pools remained closed. The outside restrooms and laundry room remained closed. Maintenance has started stripping the floors in the rec hall and completing the installation of all the doors in the lobby, then painting the area around the doors and touch up the walls above the baseboards. Owens Distributors serviced the dishwasher. It was the quarterly inspection. They replaced a broken screw and repaired the gooseneck water sprayer. The ramp area in the rear of the building is being painted and the PT wood is replaced. We received 7 new park benches. 3 were placed at the back pond. 3 were placed on Holiday Park Boulevard, and one was placed by Keystone by the family in honor of Dottie Breslin. We have moved the dead Podocarpus bushes at the entrance to the park. These plants were given to the park by Valkyria Gardens. Guest free isn't always good. I will be looking for replacements with the board's approval, of course. I will be researching the trimming of palm trees, approximately 150. There was quite an issue last year with the method of trimming. I will speak with an arborist to be sure they are properly trimmed. I will have a few options for the Board of Trustees at the next meeting to consider the distribution of the grounds equipment. And of course, this was written on Friday, so I wished everyone a happy and a safe Memorial Day. Some things have arisen since I wrote that, and I would like to comment on those. And that would be the skirting on 220 Charm Court has been repaired. The cats are being trapped and then taken to be spayed and neutered at this time, hoping they will be placed with new owners. I received a call on Saturday that the American flag at the gatehouse was completely down. Being Memorial Day weekend, I came into the park in hopes of fixing it or finding someone who could. I could not fix it myself, nor did I find someone who could. I called Dave with Alpine Trees today and to help raise the flag. There's also a light out by the shuffleboard court, which has been out for several years. Dave will help us replace this as well, as it's too high for our staff to reach by ladder. Residents, please do not touch the flags without contacting a staff member or gate attendant. I know who did it. I'm not going to say any names. I spoke with the daughters of Mr. Fitzgerald from 1061 Vista Court. They respectfully asked that I disclose his cause of death. He passed away Saturday morning. The cause of death was congestive heart failure. He did not have COVID-19. We all have known someone or have heard of someone who has had or may have passed away due to the COVID-19 virus. This has affected every single one of us, especially in the workplace. We have been working diligently to keep residents safe and informed throughout this novel pandemic. The phone calls to the office have been insurmountable. None of us have a crystal ball, as our government is trying to open our state. This applies to our community as well. We have furloughed 3 staff members, Kathy with admin, Earl in lieu with maintenance. I'm waiting for the outcome of this board meeting in regards to opening of the pools, etc., to contact Earl in lieu to discuss their return to work. We, of course, encourage communication from all residents. However, please be factual. When the COVID-19 was first hit in our area, we, as mentioned, had to furlough staff. The admin staff included Lori and myself. We split shifts, meaning she worked the morning shift. I worked from home mornings and was here afternoons from 12:30, usually until 7 p.m., until usually longer. This occurred for approximately 3 weeks. I have documentation to back this up with emails, phone calls, and text messages. We, of course, encourage communication from all residents. However, please get the facts. Get the facts straight. Don't listen to Facebook or any of the other social media. Please contact the source. Call the office if you have any questions or concerns. Thank you very much.
Cherie, I have a question. Did you want us to discuss now the rehiring again of Earl and Lou and Kathy? Did you want that answer today?
I have a fallback on that, depending on what was decided with the pools. If the pools were to open, I'm going to call back a staff member. There are other projects. Now that I know what direction we're going in, I believe it would be in the best interest of the park to call Lou back in on a part-time basis. Now is, I don't want to call him back in on a part-time basis. He now is currently eligible and is collecting unemployment compensation for full-time hours. So until we're back in full swing, I don't think it would be in the best interest of the park or staff member to pull him back.
Okay, so because we voted to have the pool open, I believe within a couple of days or as of June 1st.
That will be next Monday.
Right, so you'll have him ask if he can come back by then?
I will.
And if there was something said about them making more money staying home rather than working.
That's irrelevant.
Is that in his case as well?
In his case, however, that's not what I'm considering. I'm considering, can we offer him a full-time position in the near future? The answer is no right now. I think pulling in another part-time person and projects done that we had started. And Lou is very integral in different things that I had planned, which were being implemented or starting to before anything happened. So yes, pulling Lou back in part-time, I think is, I'm sorry, Joanne, do you have a problem with that?
Well, is he going to want to come back part-time?
I've been in constant contact with both gentlemen. And yes, they're waiting for me to call them this afternoon at 4 p.m. to discuss the outcome of the meeting.
I'm losing it because if you're asking him to come back part-time and he's making more money staying home, what's the incentive to come back?
No, Lou cannot collect unemployment compensation. He did not accumulate enough hours. He cannot. He is not entitled to unemployment compensation. Whereas Earl has enough hours. Earl is collecting unemployment compensation and also the other package that is eligible, meets his eligibility.
I did not realize that Lou was not getting any compensation at all.
I just found this out this past Friday, and then I followed up with it again yesterday because I wanted to find out what their financial situation was. I wanted to find out what we were doing in the park to justify pulling them back. And it just seems to be the right decision for me to make because, again, Earl is eligible for full-time unemployment compensation as well as the package that the governor has offered. Now, when we start with functions again, dances, and so forth, we will need that third person. But for right now, I cannot justify it. So Lou coming in can help with the sanitizing of the morning before the pool opens. Maintenance will sanitize everything. The restrooms, the rails going into the pool, the tables, anything that people may touch, the shower handles, the doorknob, the soda machine, the water dispenser, the restrooms outside, and so forth. That will be done before the pool opens at 9 a.m. And every morning, that's going to be the ritual.
And then what?
And then they just do, you see the floor, right?
Yeah, that's been stripped.
It's been stripped, so the remainder is probably going to require two staff members, at least for a couple of hours a day. I will overlap the shifts because there's some jobs that will require two people. This being one of them, I'm going to try not to have the staff here late at night. If at the next meeting, the trustees choose to open the pool for 2 or 3 hours in the evening, that will be taken into consideration with staffing hours. So everything is dependent on each trustee meeting. For right now, we will pull back in to help with disinfecting the pools, the bathrooms, finishing the floors. I've got several other projects, as I had listed, that will require an additional maintenance staff for right now. And definitely by ear with Earl.
So we're talking about the pool. Who's going to be? You're going to need to knock that all off. 6 feet who's going on the back end, the one person to the back end is pretty determined.
Right.
Is she doing all this?
No.
I will do that as well as maintenance staff. It will be a collaborative thing. It will be myself. It will be Jose, and it will be Wayne, and probably Lou. After discussing this, the board, the trustees, it gives me a better direction of where we're going. And we have until Monday, 6 days, to go ahead and tape, caution tape the pool areas, both of them. The bathrooms, it gives Beverly a chance to get herself together with her team. What I suggested to her, it's Monday through Friday. I suggested to have 2 people per day, which will mean 10 volunteers. In case you have 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon. If you want to work in groups, I think that would be nice as well. So you have 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 5 days a week. And you figure out which hours work best for you. And I think this will suffice until the next Board of Trustees meeting, and you may decide to open the pool up for a few hours in addition in the evening, which we will be totally prepared for. But right now, I'm doing it just like everyone else, 1 meeting at a time, and this is a step in the right direction, let's hope.
I'll make a motion to accept the district manager's report.
I'll second it.
Joe, there's a motion and a second.
Yep. Everybody in favor of approval?
Mm-hmm.
Say yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, that passed. The maintenance is reviewing.
We didn't have a public comment, right?
You could have.
Someone did.
Okay.
Any paper?
Hello.
Moira.
Hi. Moira Washington, 1029 Wood Court. I'm making a request on behalf of the HPPOA. Can you hear me okay? Okay. I would like to ask the board to please communicate with Marcia or myself. And let us know what the plans are for the hall, the pool. It's all important to us because the people come to us for activities. So if you could fit us into your schedule somehow, that would be really good. Thank you.
Moira.
Yes.
Okay, right now, we're kind of plated by every trustee meeting. Right now, as people had mentioned, that we're taking baby steps. So we're so unsure of which direction to go. The governor doesn't even know. They're talking, we don't know what's going to happen in the fall, but we are trying to get things open. We're trying to accommodate the residents. I think this is the beginning with the pool opening up, of course, with monitoring. So we don't have anything more. Any suggestions? They're certainly welcome.
Okay. We are trying to plan for bands that we have.
Can't hear you.
We are trying to plan for bands that have been booked for the fall.
Wait a minute, Moira.
Okay.
1 second. Try it now.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. We are just working towards, you know, we have bands booked for the fall and the new year. And we just want to give those people as much notice as we can. So, and let our activities folks know what's going on. So just when you know, just try and keep one of us in the loop.
Absolutely. As soon as we hear something, you guys will be the first to know.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question.
Got it? Any more comments? Any more?
What?
Beverly?
No.
No. None for the group. So, Beverly, do you have a comment? Oh, let's do the, let's do from the outside.
Hello?
Please say your address and your name, please.
Karen Foote, 214 Holiday Park Boulevard, Palm Bay, Florida.
Thank you.
I just have a couple of questions. It's also concerning the pool. As soon as this truck goes by. The Florida statute says we can't close the pool to anybody. It has to be open for the community and everybody. So I don't know how we're going to get along around that. You can't have them sign a waiver because the park is still liable because it is on your property. So I don't know how we can get around that either.
Well, we had a form produced by our attorney for the people that come into the pool to sign. I guess I will have to check with the attorney. I'll call him when I get home. About.
And I am the number one.
I know the issue you're talking about.
I'm the number one person that wants to use that pool, but I don't want the liability of something happening over there.
You notice I voted no on opening the pool, so I will call. I will contact the attorney because it's gonna be a lot of issues. Like
right.
The children. It is a public pool. People can come from the outside into our, because we're a special district. I heard those questions asked. I need to talk to the attorney and see if we actually can say, oh, you can't bring those kids in here. So let's see if we can even say that.
And it's a fire department. Everybody uses this pool. It's not just us here in the park.
Right. I understand that. I will, I will check with the attorney so we're not in violation of the law.
So I don't think I don't think we'll be able to open June 1st, which I'll be sad over, but I think we should have it all written down first.
Yes, we do have it all written down. And one thing that I wanted to do was make mandatory the wearing of the mask, but I don't think I have that any agreement on that. Yeah. So
you can't do that in the water.
Well, when you're out of the water, not many people are in the water. I see them standing there, but they'll be standing there without masks. So
that's all. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the public? And the next, thing that we're going to on the agenda was the manager's review. I got five, and I averaged them. Her basic review on all, if you add them all together, was about two. So it's good. You know, excellent is one, two is good, and then it goes three is fair, and the four is not so good. So that was the review. I don't know if you wanted me to read any of the comments on this. Yeah, I would say an overall rating of two, which is good, that the Board of Trustees feel that she's doing a good job. And that she's learning as she goes. So, you know, and I, you know, think that as long as we, you know, the Board of Trustees helps her and do everything we can to
help her, you know, succeed and do a better job, then maybe we can get her to one. That's obviously the objective, is to get to one. So, does any trustees have any comments on, because they all did, not everybody did the review, but the ones that I had.
Well, you said you had five.
I had five, yeah.
There were six members of the board.
Yes, yeah, so I was.
One person did not.
Yeah, one person didn't. Do you have yours over there? Did you give me yours? Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Oh. I did have one from Terry. Terry, I feel that we can go, some people don't agree, but I feel we can use it because he did work with her. So, but he, when he did it, he was no longer the chairman. He was no longer a trustee. So that's up to the board. Do they want to take Terry's? Is that right? Yeah, so this is, yeah, it's a two, yeah. This one, yeah, two. Yeah. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. These three are basically there's straight twos. Twos, there's one in the beginning, and all twos. Yeah. Yeah. This one is not, this one's not signed. Did you sign yours, Bobby? Oh, yeah, yours is, that one's not signed. Yeah, yours is signed. And yours is two. Yeah, yours is two. You gave her overall two for a rating. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So basically, when I, you know, looked at these are, so you got a basic overall rating as good overall. So they had a few excellent, some, you know, fair, and most, you know, 90% was two. So I would give her an overall rating of two. Normally when you do these things, you know, when I did them at the IRS, we would throw out the high, you know, we'd throw out the high, which would be the ones. And then we'd throw out the low, which would be the threes, and then you'd still be at a two. So normally that's how I did it when I was IRS agent, you know, reviewing my group. I would do the review like that. So I think she's overall rating a two. So the trustees are happy with what she's doing, and there's always room for improvement because you'd like to get to one. So. Any other trustee comments on the, Joanne has a comment on the review? Put on Joanne, speaker.
No, it's up there. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Everybody can hear me. All right. I think there are some areas where Cherie can improve, and Cherie knows it because I speak to her and I don't say anything behind her back that I won't say to her face. And I still have a problem with follow-ups and saying I'm going to do a job and not completing it. And that's where I think, and I've said it to Cherie, I think she's got to utilize employees to assist maybe in some of these areas. But that's still my biggest fault with Cherie. But other than that, you know, she's learning on the job as well. But I still feel, even after a year, I'm still not there with the follow-up and, well, saying you're going to look at a job and completing it. Give an answer to it. Not look at it and then you kind of forget about it without coming up with an answer and a completion. And I think that we have to get some kind of system that has to happen in that office. I'm sorry, but it does. And Jerry is going to comment on that.
Yeah, I just want to say, you can get that. I think the whole staff, we were in full staff. Lou was taking care of the storage compound. He was going to get up to your house and buy the insurance. So we had all of these things started, and they were starting to work out, and they were starting to project. So once I moved it back in, I can justify needing to do more hours. We had an issue with working evening shifts because of the children. That's not an issue anymore because they're not in school. So we can, I'm sure, thank you for that. And we're going to address it. And I'm definitely giving more responsibility out there and hoping that the system.
Okay, that's a couple of weeks, but he's been working for you for how long now? All I'm saying is, and this is my biggest, I have a big problem with the violations for the homes, and because as I walk around, I see so many of these things, and it drives me crazy. But there's got to be a way of taking make a spreadsheet or whatever, figure it out. Put these homes, the violations, and then the follow-up to it. And if you can't find it, people, you've got to know that. We should have, every house should be pristine. How do you like that one? I do too. I wish we looked like our sister park. We don't. We still look like garbage half the time. But I give that job and let him, if he does nothing else, let's get that under control. It's not, and it never has been. I ask about Tina's house. We get a half answer, but I still don't know where we stand. The yellow house, no driveway, or what the heck? It's all of these things, but where can we go to see the answer to this? Do I have to call you every time? No. I want to see something, and that should be a report that is given and followed upon all the time. That's my biggest complaint about, frankly, you as a manager and what's done in this park.
Okay, I'm going to open up a can of worms and it doesn't turn into a huge discussion. I'm not sure what errors. Once we get this home, this is a precedent. We can go like anybody. Get rid of that yellow house. Get rid of Tina's house. There could have been other several.
Are they part of the nine homes with Palm Bay?
No.
No. I know that.
I've been here for 12, 13, 14 years. Okay? And we're now finally getting somewhere. And we're going to get rid of them. We're going to get brand new homes. So this is the president. It's taking this long to get rid of these first nine. The rest of them, it's going to be a piece of cake once we get these out of the way. We can go boom, boom, boom. And then what I'm happy with, every time there's a tax certificate sold, we are right there right now. So let us get in these and then not have to wait for another 9, 10, 12 years to be right on top of it. And that's our goal, that's my goal for the park, for the residents. So we're diligently working on that. So stacking up and let's go out. That's how it is.
Okay, Cheryl.
Thank you. Cheryl Moore, 1030 District Court.
You don't have to do that.
Oh, I don't have to?
No.
No, you don't have to do that.
You gave some examples. My question was going to be, let's get specific about what you think Shereen has not completed. Okay. You did say a few items. It seems to be related to some homes that are not kept up as well as all of us who are our homes in the world also. I know there's a civil, or we can create a civil, tracking form. My thing thought would be, it becomes an official request, complaint, suggestion, whatever you want to call it, to Sheree. We have a form, like I said, we have a form that we can put something on it.
if those things can be tracked with dates, I know Sheree likes to talk to owners. See if we can't get that remediated face to face. I think that's a great way to do it. Why upset old people? I'm not one of them yet. But old people, when you can talk to you and talk to them and get it done without a fine system. If it doesn't happen then do the fine system. But we can add one piece of paper that gets attached to that implant that is a tracking system that can be put on. The homes that are bad take time. I mean, it's just a process. There's a legal process you have to go through. There's the courts, the city. I mean, it feels like it's not getting done, but I've only been here since October, and I believe, I mean, obviously the houses haven't been pulled out of here, but according to what was talked about when I got here in October and what our last meeting that we talked about, I feel like that's movement. I feel like we've been told what we can do, and Sheree has said, okay, this is how we're going to do it. I believe we're now waiting for title down on the homes to make sure we can have the right to pull them out. Is that correct? We didn't have that. We didn't know that that was a good idea to do. So we have to ask the buyers either. Yeah. Well, that certainly has delayed a lot of things. But I just feel changing up the place, and if we want to focus on 9 homes now, but when that gets done, that's going to be a huge improvement. But when we come back, Joanne may be right. There may be a few things he could talk to other people about to get updated on your house. I don't know which houses that she's talking about, but we
started walk around, you'll have a list this long.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Any other comments by the Board of Trustees? Well, we can go up to the public, just making sure. Well, Bob.
I think Mr. Byers, one of the things that we're on hold. Absolutely. Okay? If you don't have the people to do it, you're not going to get it done. And for the time that we've been through, I think she's done a very good job.
Okay.
Okay. But I think she's going to have to tend to it when she can get the help. You don't have it, you can't do it.
Any other comments by the trustees? Okay. Want to take any comments from the public then? Okay. Go ahead, just play it over there.
Okay, am I on?
Yeah, go ahead, Becky.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle.
Wait a second. Let's get you.
Can
you
turn
up your speakers or whatever?
What's going on? Okay. Go.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. There you go, Becky. Go ahead.
Okay. Both Sheree's mic and Barbara Whitnick's mics, neither one of them we heard because they're muted. We didn't hear anything that they said.
So Barbara basically said that Sheree's doing a good job, but the coronavirus has obviously put a hamper on everything. That's what Barbara said. And the manager pretty much said the same thing, you know, that she's hampered because of the coronavirus, and she will...
Okay, I just think that you need to pay attention to, especially the trustees, to being muted unmuted. So
hang on, Becky.
That are here can hear.
One second, Becky, please.
You can't.
Okay. Becky?
What?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I can't hear her, but that's...
Yes, we can hear you, though.
Okay. What my comment was, When you don't have the help, you can't do it. With this virus, it has stopped a lot of our projects, okay? I think when we get the help back, these projects will get done, okay?
I have no issue with any of what you said. I probably don't have any issue with what Cherie said, but we would like to be able to hear you.
Okay.
Somehow to get more help or to get this figured out or something, because we need to be able to hear, especially the trustees and Cherie. That's all.
Okay. Becky, we're working on it. We're trying to perfect it so that it will be everybody can hear. Is that, did you hear me, Becky?
Yes, I'm done.
She came.
I didn't know you were done.
Okay, any other comments?
Let me look through here. Okay, here's a lady. Barbara's iPad. Let me get you.
Do you have me?
Barbara's iPad.
Okay.
Name and address.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm Barbara Hoffman, 1021 Little Court. I don't know whether you know, but, you know, I had my hand up from the very first segment because you could go under more and you put your hand up. And you, the director of this, would be able to see so that people didn't have to wave. But I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay. Thank you.
My first question was, I would like to suggest about the pool that a schedule be made ahead of time with the hours delineated so people can't walk in at 3:35 and or 2:35 and say, well, I'm staying until 3:35. It should be on an hour-to-hour basis, that name should be there, and that's the only time. If they're not there for the full hour, that's their problem. That would keep a little bit more semblance of order as to what time people come in and come out. Second of all, when people from the outside, if people want to come in and use our pool, there is a fee structure involved that would keep the people from coming in, because to come in and not pay anything and jump in the pool, that's just not the way it goes. And the third thing I'd like to talk about, one is, can anybody tell me, or Cherie, is the camera in the back of the park working? Does it allow people to see when people are coming in? Is there a camera recording all of this? Is it a functional, does an alert go by where somebody knows and sees so that if there are people coming over that fence and somebody doesn't have to be looking at a camera to know that it's there, if they're outside letting cars come in through the gate, they would not have any idea that this went on. I just want to know, is that camera functioning the way it's supposed to be functioning for the benefit of the park?
Do you know if it's working, Cherie?
All those cameras are functioning. Americana and Moonlight, we are having a little bit of a problem with the Americana modem right now. We checked it out, and we have reported it to Spectrum. Yes, the capabilities are, I believe it's 30 days with recording features. Not very often can people get through that fence. There's a lock pass from the fire department, and there's another lock on it. So it's very, very, very highly unlikely that anyone would use that fence at Americana. And that goes for everyone, even though there's not a camera. That goes for the fence on Holiday Park Boulevard.
Okay,
well.
But I think we paid to have all of that done. It should be, I mean, we've been talking about this for how many years about that fence and that camera. And I mean, we fought around with all this stuff, but nothing ever gets completed. And one more suggestion I have is that you know, on your report, and I'm not picking on you, Cherie, I'm just pointing it out, but it's always very helpful. You know, when you have a list of things that you're taking care of, that should be on your report. When that is taken care of, it should be stated on the report and closed out. But this way, you always have a list of what, and the people in the park know what you're following so that they can see how it's progressing. Otherwise, so many things seem to be forgotten about, and then 6 months from now, they'll bring it up, and it's, oh, yes, I'm going to look into it. And 6 months later, we bring it up, and they say, oh, I'm going to get to it. So it's much better. I know in business, I always had to keep a running total of what I was taking care of and then the date that it was taken care of and notes. So I think that might help you.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm not trying to not accept responsibility, but there's nothing wrong with Americana except for the modem, which is Spectrum's responsibility. So everything there is functioning. Everything is fine. There's really no issues. I will say, though, it's a lot of these decisions are made by the Board of Trustees, and if I don't get decisions and I don't get the go-ahead to do these projects and so forth, I can't really complete them. So, you know, a lot of times I wait for their approvals to get these things done. So, there are some things in the park that I could have probably, like the bridges, you know, going over those little ponds. Those things have kind of fallen to the wayside. However, the other projects that I had researched and gotten bids for were never voted on. So let's hope we can get these things in the works and get them done soon without spending too much money on beautification for the park.
But, Cherie, if you had that list going, the board also would have that list in front of them about what they need to follow and follow up on. And part of your notation is needing board approval. Do you know what I'm saying? It would, because everybody is working. Some people are here, some people are not. It helps the people that aren't here. I just think it would be a very worthwhile tool to keep the public advised.
We need to get on.
And
it's supposed to be 3 minutes, so I think we need to
Thank you, Barbara.
We need to move on. Is there any other comments from the public?
Let me look through here.
Do you have any more, Laurie?
I'm looking. Jean Beach has got her hand raised. But we heard from her. Is that okay? We do it again?
What?
Jean Beach.
She has another.
Do we do it again?
I guess so. But it has to be about the.
It's a different topic, so yes, you have.
It has to stick to the topic. You can't keep going.
And we're still on my evaluation.
And is it have. Jean, is it something to do with Cherie's evaluation?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, make your comment.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. It's easy for us to blame things on the virus, but the houses have been an ongoing problem for years and years and years. And there are some houses, there's one on Moonlight, that groundspeople cleaned up the yard. And yes, it's abandoned, but it doesn't look that bad. The yellow one that's on Holiday Park Boulevard on the right, as you come in, those bushes are running out of the roof. And that's not something that happened or fell through the cracks because we have this virus goes on. So let's don't blame the stuff that doesn't get done on the virus. That's not the way it is. It's things prior to that that have not gotten done. Thank you. I do have a suggestion for Cherie. We have 9 houses that the city has taken over or whatever. Concentrate on one house. There's a lot to be done on all of those houses in checking to see if there's any people in that own them or have whatever.
We're
but
doing
concentrate
that.
On one and get that one done. That shows the park that you really are doing something. You can get one of them satisfied. That's all.
Thank you, Jean. It's in the works.
Any other comments?
Yeah.
For what?
We're just voting on her evaluation. Okay.
I have something I want to say.
Yeah, go ahead, Sheree.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm still on. So having said this, there's not been anything mentioned about any kind of a pay raise or incentive. So since none of the board members brought it up, I thought I would bring it up. I think my review was good. As you can tell from the budget, that my pay increase has been reduced dramatically. So I'm just inquiring, am I entitled? And I think my reviews were good, like I said, to the percentage that has been suggested for the upcoming year. That's all I have to say.
She's basically she's saying that she feels that she should get the 3%.
I do. I feel
this year. That's what she said. A 3% raise for this year.
That has been allowed in the budget.
That's part of the budget. I would be okay with that. A 3%.
I can't make a motion.
Yeah. But we'll have any discussion about it then. Let's discuss it. Because she brought it up.
Well, it says it. Sherry Moore. It says that we're making a motion to approve the manager's review.
Right.
It doesn't say anything. So are we to have two motions? Accepting the review that we all agree she's an average of the two. So we make a motion to approve that. We second it.
Right.
All figures say aye. Then do we have a second?
Yeah,
motion to approve our entries. Now we're talking Sheree right now. How does this affect the rest of the staff? Is that something later?
That's something separate. That's something
That's only Sheree.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and then make the motion to accept the review.
I make a motion to approve the review. I agree with all seven. No, we didn't make a motion.
Okay, then.
Before we made a motion.
And no more comments? We'll just vote on? No. Yeah, first we'll vote on this. So everybody to vote agrees with her two ratings. Say yes, basically.
Aye.
Any disagreement? Say no. Everybody agrees, so that passed. The second issue that just came up was Sheree feels that she should get the 3% raise. Any comments? A 3% raise for this year. For this, it's just a 3% raise. She's just a 3% raise. So, any comments on that?
The only comment I get, the 3% I think that raise is around
Well, what's the 3%? 72?
2100.
Oh. Well, give her the 3%, 2100.
So who made the motion?
You want
to make the motion to accept the review.
Yeah, so we did that.
I made the motion for 3%.
For 3% only for Sheree at this point, though. Right now.
I second.
Everybody? Okay, everybody in favor of giving Sheree the 3% increase? Say yes. We should go out for the public comments then? Okay, public. Well, I know some of the ones from the side panel here. A lot of people are not in for the raises for anybody, but that's their opinions here.
Do you see
anybody? So, any public? Okay. Go ahead, Becky.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, wait a second. Wait till they try it again. Try it, Becky.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. Add name and address, please.
Okay. I don't think any of the raises should go into effect until October, till the new budget.
She feels that no raises should go into effect until the new budget year. That's her opinion. Any other comments? Well, okay. Well, Joanne, go ahead. And then Cherie, I guess.
Okay. I'm going to go along with that as well, only because it will give, rather than doing everything on an anniversary date, it would allow for everybody to be on the same page. And for Cheryl, just to reiterate, the board votes on the increase for the manager. The manager now will make her recommendations for any employees' raises, which go into effect at the calendar, the fiscal year, October. But those recommendations usually come to the board as well, so that we can approve those. But it's at her recommendation, and that's how that works. But I would make that same thing, only so that we get on the same page and that these salary increases all go into effect at the same time with the new budget, which is October.
And that's what I thought I would vote, what I was making a motion on.
Oh, okay.
I assumed it was in the budget. That we
for the next following, right.
Yes.
Right.
So, Cherie?
Oh, my question is,
of course, I'm going to be on my behalf, and the general rate for me was cut considerably. And it was promised to me last year that it would be reevaluated. I had submitted all my documentation to the board regarding my position and what it paid with every single county in the state of Florida. Having said that, I think that I'm entitled to the raise, and I don't think it doesn't have, it's in the budget, clearly. It's actually been cut by several thousand dollars. So, I don't see the difference if we did give it effective now. I would prefer it, obviously, rather than October, since it's been budgeted and it's been taken away. So that's my stand on that. It was $80,000 in the budget, and they cut it down to $72,000. So that's $8,000 that's shaved off of what my salary should have been.
Why were we budgeting $80,000 when we aren't paying $72,000?
Because that's what the board had decided, and then at a board meeting, they said we will revisit this at another meeting where I had submitted, probably a 20-page explanation of salaries throughout the state and every county of what a district manager's salary was with health, dental, optical, and that didn't include bonuses. So I'm just being the advocate, and I'm just telling you the facts of what we had discussed at a board meeting, and it never was brought up again. So that's where I stand on that.
I understand,
this is, you know, you are watching your budget and money. However, that was budgeted, and I didn't make that choice. That was the board's choice.
All right. Well, I can speak to that only because I was on the board when that happened. What you presented to us were a lot of pages of salaries for something that didn't, that property management, that didn't really fall under your category, and that's what we objected to at that time, that they just didn't fit in, and it was tabled at that time, and it was never brought up again, and that I could say, but I know what was presented was not anything for us to consider against your management and your qualifications.
Any other comments?
We have a motion in a second.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve. She's requesting the raise immediately. I would say if we give it 3% raise for Cherie.
We didn't get to the win. That's the way I understood. From my history, that's how I vote from the
budget. Right, from the new budget.
If I want to do something different.
You'd show you're not going to put that one forward then.
Well, I don't have the history that you guys have and Cherie is. I don't know what we're saying here. So I can't speak about the past and what you've asked of her, what she presented. I don't know why you guys would budget 80 and only pay her 70. That just blows my mind. I don't understand why you say we would revisit it and we never did. Or if we revisit it and then said, no, we're not going to give you that 10, then that should be in the record somewhere. If it's not, you know what? Cherie's asking all the right questions.
We
never followed through on our job if that's what happened.
The thing is, when we did the budget last time for 80, that was because that was a possibility. Before, just like now, 2017 was a possibility. In other words, as I was putting together the budget, I would say, okay, here's the money if we don't not set the budget now, and here's the money in case you can do one of them. But we're right now voting on this stuff. Salaries and other stuff, I put the money in there so in case it wants to happen, it can't, it doesn't even have to. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. I don't come from that background. I work in school districts and everything is to the penny when you're talking about salaries.
So something changed so much that was all up in the air. And so when you're talking, okay, what are you going to do actually? You say, oh, okay, I'm going to say you can only get $50,000. Well, you can give yourself. But you've got to allow money in the budget to let the board do
So you don't feel you ever turned to Cherie and said, it's possible we're going to pay you $80,000.
I said that. I basically said we have a range of numbers from 60 to 80,000. Now she provided us with a bunch of stuff. That's all I'm saying is so we put it that way. That's just the 72 I have there. I'm just saying, in order for the board to make their decision, I want to make sure the money is there so we can ask.
I understand that.
Doesn't mean we have to give it. Okay, I'm muted. I can't mute.
Okay, there I am. Okay. I tried it first and then I didn't. Anyways, so that's what that is on the budget. So, I mean, the 72, whether we give her some, that's why I wanted to clarify, was it was 3% or the 72, because the 3% is 72,100 based on her salary at this time.
Isn't her salary like 70,000?
Right. 3% of 70,000 is 2,100.
Right.
That would be 72,100, which is above the budget. And that's why I was like, yeah, we got 72,000. As you notice, in my list there, I had 72.
72.
Because I rounded it to about the nearest 1,000. I just giving you something to work on.
Right.
Okay. So that's what I was clarifying. Not whether I want to vote 72 or 72.1. That's what I'm saying. And so when you're saying 3%, that's 72.1, and which is fine. I mean,
if I was still an employee, I totally get where Cherie's coming from.
And you do.
If I were an employee and my boss said, here's the range of the salary that we're going to fit you in, you're going to get an amount somewhere in there, I'm going to fight for the most I can get. If it was possible that she was going to get 80, but you decided that she wasn't, somewhere along the line that had to be voted on, I would assume an amount. Cherie needed to be had that explained to her. If she accepted the job at that salary amount, then we're done. And 80 should be gone.
Yeah. Hold on, Jack. He was the chairperson.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
One second, Jack. There you go.
Yep,
you muted Denver.
Just hit that okay.
There have been several rough spots with Sally. There is no doubt that Cherie had a totally different vision, and I tried to get the board to identify with her position so that we were all talking the same language. You can go out there on the internet and you can find thousands of salaries. And there are some people who would say Cherie is overpaid because this job could cost somewhere around $40,000. There are some of her projections that were up in the 90s and the 100s.
Right.
And the point was, it's someplace in between. We started her at 60,000. Within months, it was up to 65. And then I said, at the next raise, I would project a raise for her of 3,600. But the board, I was the only one who voted for that amount. Everybody else voted for the motion to go for 5,000. That put her up at 70,000. I did not make any kind of a promise of revisiting this again, because I could see a lot of irritation on the part of public residents. You know, it still is a rub for a number of people that, you know, it should not, you know, somebody got a $10,000 raise in this short time. And I understand that she is looking to get a fair and decent salary. And I thought we were doing a decent job in projecting that. And I have no problem with the 3% raise right now. The confusing thing probably was Keith saying, I put this amount in the budget, so if you wanted to go this direction with the salary, you can. That didn't say we were going that direction. Okay? And I think that's the difference.
And that's true. Because we did, I'm good, right? When we hired Cherie, we hired her and she accepted 60,000. And I was especially, when I said that, because we were talking 55, and I said, well, I'll go for the 60 if we don't give her the 5,000 raise in 6 months like we always do. Well, we did it anyway. Okay. And so my thing is, she accepted the job for 60, and everything else we've been doing are just discussion of the raises, of how much the raise would be. And that's why how much we can possibly raise it. And this time I stuck to the 3%, which we, the board in the past said should be a raise. That's why the 72, because it's based off of others. And I don't know whether we want to give it to her now or the beginning of October, but I would like whatever we decide to do, this one ends at the end of the fiscal year, next fiscal year. So we get it in line with that.
Mike, I'll just have a comment on that. So just see and made some. My comment on that is, June, July, August, September, October. So we're 4 months away from the new budget, right? So my thing was, if we give it a 3% now, if for me, and it depends, you know, what the board wants to do at that time, is she want another 3% or an X amount in October, 4 months from now? Well, that would be my thing. If we give her the 3% now, when October comes, we'll talk about the other employees.
No.
No. The people that don't get the raise now.
Yeah,
other employees, correct. So we're talking only about Cherie right now. That's the 3% for Cherie only.
Yes, that's it. We only talk about. She recommends.
Right. Yes.
When you started it, either now in September or October, but it will go to October 2021.
Okay.
Even if we have to go 16 months instead of 12.
So if we approve this, this is for a year and 4 months, 16 months.
But it will be
more than 72 for 16 months. It will be paid on a monthly type basis, a 12-month period for 72.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it'd be like a monthly one, but we'll just continue that same salary after the year is up to the beginning of the next fiscal year.
2021. Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to confirm. Okay.
So how is the motion reading?
Now or...
So do you want a motion to approve her 3% increase now?
Well, Cheryl made the motion. You want to reiterate the motion?
Do you want to change that?
Is that going to mess up? Well, it won't mess up this year's budget if you've got...
No, it's already on there.
Yeah, right. We're fine. We can do it.
I don't know. I'm stuck on October 1 because that's how I know in budgets. That's how you get paid, is budget
thing.
I don't feel comfortable doing that.
I feel comfortable with giving it now, just as long as we don't do it again until October 1st of 21.
Yes.
But the salary is based
on 16 months. There's not going to be any increases.
Yes.
The salary is based on a 12-month.
No increases for 16 months.
But it will be paid the last quarter too. You want to make that motion? You want me to? You want to send
no,
it?
She's got to make the motion. Then we have to read. If you don't want it, you reject it. But the motion's been made. You can't just. Your motion is to
say yes or no.
So your motion is for a 3% increase beginning October 1st, 2020.
That's the original motion.
That was the okay. That's what we want to know. That's okay. The original motion, and that was seconded by Jack Emmerich. Is that right, Jack? Okay. So now we vote on that. If that fails, then you have a new motion.
Okay.
So you vote on that.
Okay, so we need to vote. Everybody in favor of giving her the 3% October 1st, 2020, say yes.
Okay.
Aye.
No.
No. Everybody else is a yes? So.
One nay.
And no vote. How about Beverly? Did you vote? Yes. October 1st of 2020, she'll get the 3% raise. October 1st. Yeah, I don't think you can abstain.
No.
And I know. You know you can't abstain, right? You have to have a vote. Russ. Did no word?
You got to vote one way or another.
You know, there's so much confusion, and I can't hear very well, so I'm assuming that the motion was to go ahead and give a 3% pay raise, but do it in October.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not, you know, I haven't worked with Cherie since she's been here. I don't know, I've got, I've got so many rumors from the park. I don't know. I hate to say anything about derogatory or otherwise because I have not worked with her. So I feel like I'm not qualified to say yea or nay. So I abstain.
Not supposed to do that, though. That's just say no, then. You have to have a vote. You're not supposed to abstain when I read about it unless you have a conflict of interest. You don't have a conflict of interest. She's not related to you or anything. You have to just say no, then. Say no.
Want me to say no? I'll say no.
Okay, no. But you have to have a vote. You can't abstain.
Nothing personal.
Nope. So we had two no's and six yeses. That's seven, because a total of nine.
Well, that can happen. You never know, right?
Okay. And that. So we're done with that. We're running late here. Everybody wants to get home. I'll quickly just give you the update for Spectrum.
Can I just speak? I think we can do it real quick.
Oh.
Didn't we have a consultant here that said, don't even talk about it until the contract is done? Did we?
No.
So, why?
You can choose that if you want. I'm dealing with Chase and Gill is his name. He has a contract. Right now our contract runs about, well, it's going to be coming up at $220,000 per year. And we only get, you know, a TV. That's all we get. He's come up with another contract that he's working with Dawn at Arsenal. She's sick right now, very ill, so we don't know if she's got the virus or not. Because I told him I would like him to have the contract to us by this meeting. But he
voted to keep up our contract for the balance of its existence.
You did? No, you did?
We're wasting time by talking about this contract then.
Oh, so you don't want this? $105,000. Okay, that makes it easy. Okay.
I mean, that was voted on by both of us.
At the last meeting. I wasn't at the last meeting.
No. Way back, before I had that. And
okay.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay, so so no cable. You don't want the deal. He didn't say that, but you want to say that he said it. You know.
He did say that, Joe.
Chase and Gill? He said you could keep it, but that's not the best.
No, he said it is the best.
Okay, well, he said he didn't say that. I talked to him. Because why would he even come? I mean, if he said that. I know you wrote it down. That's
instead of hearing it from you, we wanted to know from a professional who deals with these kind of contracts, and he said, don't break your contract.
But you were in the... Out here at the time, right?
Was.
Yeah, okay, so.
I've been to every press meeting. Well,
whatever.
We don't want to talk about it anymore.
You don't want to talk about it anymore.
I don't.
Okay. So that means everybody won't be getting internet, which you could have got at a great saving, so you'll keep paying your $70 a month. Good. I don't think it's a good move, but you guys made the decision. I don't know why you had him go out and do this if you said you voted on him not to do it. I don't know why you'd have him do all this for nothing. I don't agree with what you're doing, but that's what you're saying you did. So the pool decking.
Oh,
the basically a motion to approve the Cherise looking at the several contractors, and she guess she wants to check out one more. A motion to approve and have it fixed as soon as possible. It'd be better with the people not out there, but I guess there's going to be people there now. So maybe they can do it on the weekend or something. So we have a motion
to... replacing
the bricking? Yeah, the bricking that's broken. I don't think the whole thing, but just to repair the section that's broke out there. So we have to have a motion to approve that. I think they're... that she had them. I looked at them. But I think they were running around 2,500, weren't they? The 2,500 range?
I had submitted the bid several weeks ago before this whole thing started. I'm sorry. I really am not trying to blame everything on the nasty COVID thing, but it just pops up every time. I did present the board with the bids for the decking around the pool area for the repair, not the replacement. Just the loose bricks, pressure coating seal and sealing it. However, another company was brought to my attention, and he's done some work throughout the park, and he's supposed to be really super good and very reasonable. So I wanted to go ahead and get a bid from him as well. Well, I got the bids, but this other company came in, and they seem to be...
So how many? So you have two, and you're getting a third.
I have three, so now I'll have four.
Oh.
I wasn't comfortable with this.
Okay, so then I'm going to make a motion.
We're matching.
All right, I'm going to make a motion to table this until we have the four bids.
I'll second that motion.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
I have a question. The roads? How come it's not on here? I mean, the parking lot. How come it's not on here?
What is it?
On the agenda.
Oh, we left it off, I guess.
The what? What is it?
The parking lot.
The three bids that she got on the parking lot.
Because I looked at the thing you got from the DMI,
yeah.
And I did. I called him up, and I want him to, because asphalt, you make it with petroleum, you know. People that deal with it know that's how you make it. So there wasn't any warranty on the one that you had. Got a 1-year warranty, and basically what he stated on there, it's about $74,000. I'm not looking at it there, and that's without the bumper, comp bumpers. That's another $5,100. And if you wait, it's going to be about $10,000 more. I just said figure the asphalt cost at what it was before COVID-19. Obviously, you see the price of the fuel, $1.60 a gallon. So that means he said approximately $10,000 more once the fuel costs go up. So if you wait, which you can, it's going to cost the park $10,000 in addition. It's on the new estimate from the contractor. So that was the deal with them.
Trent has to go in.
Okay. Excuse me. I had called the three contractors that we received bids from just to get references, because that's what I like to do. And in my conversation with them, I asked, well, what you do is spray it. It looks pretty. It looks neat, but that's about it.
That's it.
What would it cost if you had to redo it? And do you think it should be done now? They said it could last probably another 5 years. Yes, spraying makes it look pretty. But I said, let's give me an idea of what it would cost so that we could plan for 5 years and start putting it in the budget to redo it if that need be right now, at that time. Right now, you might want to make it look pretty. And that's what they do. They spray it. They just outline it. And they all got good references. The only thing I can tell you that the one contractor does not do
the resurfacing and the going straight, and that would be
Oliver,
the last guy. Right, let's see. Two of them do, yeah.
Is that the one that did it before?
Let's see. All four, he does not do it. He'll only do the surfacing spray. And he was the least expensive at $59.55. He got a good review, good workmanship. He said what they do really just gives a little protection for water that fills in through the cracks, but basically that's all. They all said the same thing. Just make it look pretty. But I think we have to start budgeting for maybe having it redone in 5 years or so. And that would be a nice line item for the budget.
Yeah,
go ahead.
After speaking with Mr. Addy, who left the submarine, he's been doing this for over 30 years. And yeah, that's speaking with the contractors as well, and she did more depth research. Anyway, I think, in my opinion, and again, after speaking with Mr. Addy, and I think we have discussed this a little bit, I think all four of us are going to eat. I think if we're going to go ahead and do the seal coating, he will cut out all of the dips. He will cut out the big areas that have cracks, and he will warranty those for a year. This is all Florida Striping. Now, I would need him to do the roads and to do a total overlay. However, this is all this guy does. So, in my opinion, I like this bid. He's local. He's right out of Cocoa, lives beachside, close around here somewhere, I think. I don't know. I like, that's my opinion. Out of the three, Freehill, DI, and this guy, that's just me. And I spoke with Mr. Addy, and he concurs.
I think, well, she was next, and then.
Mr. Addy. Okay. He says, if you could, I got to unmute you. I'm good. Okay. I spoke to Mr. Addy. I wish I'd have brought him in. I could have quoted him. He says, a lot of companies, if they give you a quote that it can last 4 to 5 years, fine. But if it's going to last you a year and then you got to pay another $10,000 to get it done again, you're just flushing your money down the toilet. That's he says, to do it right, you have to take the grass out and you got to clean it out
right.
And fill it. Okay. He says sometimes they get a machine that can blow it out. He says, really, it's up to you, but he says if they do what she says and they do the dips and they can guarantee it for 4 years, go with them. That'd be the best thing to do. But just to have it coated and sprayed, you're going to see all the cracks and it's not going to really do anything and you'll have to have it done again next year. You're just throwing money down the toilet.
How much was that one, Sherry, for the remove the dips and everything?
$1,955.
If they take out the dips and that's they pretty, refill them.
And then the other one, and, you know, I don't usually go, I don't go with the cheaper is better.
No, it isn't.
I don't.
I don't either.
But after talking to both of these contractors, and they're doing the same thing, I'm comparing apples to apples, and DMI... You know, they came in at they came in at $9,786.
All right, and they're doing the same work. We got the same references as all four of Striping. So they both have excellent references. This guy is several thousand cheaper or less.
So at this point, I do agree with going with the lowest bid because it's apples to apples, they got great references, they're doing the same job, and all Florida has offered to warranty the dips and the crevices for 1 year.
and he will not leave the job until we are satisfied with the end product. So I was impressed by that as well. So that's my opinion. You guys,
just real quick, so I got this clear. The thing is, he will fix all the low spots. Now, the thing is, I don't care if cracks show up as long as it's sealed. You don't have any water down. That's the main thing. That's what you got.
That's all it's going to do.
Yeah, I understand that. It will make it's like painting, a little bit like painting your house. If you fix the bad boards, not take all the siding off, but fix some of the bad boards, those little spots, get a warranty for a year, put paint on it. You've got a good surface for a while until that. And I think that'll work just fine if we get the spots warranted. If the spots just sink again in 6 months, then we're out. But I think with a year of warranty, we can get some life out of this road, this driveway, or the parking spot. I'm with you on that. And if we can get warranty on the spots.
And just to go over the reference that I pulled and checked on, they have been using it for the past 8 years. It's a apartment complex, and they have to reseal every 2 years because it looks nicer. Residents like it, but they've used it for 8 years, and they always satisfied.
Do you want to bring it up for a motion? Just go ahead with it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, are they? Good job. Okay. Okay, thank you, Lori. Does all Florida remove the bad parts? Because that was one of my questions. I mean, I don't interpret this as being removed.
I spoke with him on several occasions. He's going to dig out.
Okay.
Trusting well to counter things and compress it.
Okay.
And it's going to put some film on top
of it. So that's that 135 square feet of asphalt surface is what he digs out and then puts back in. He's not just putting it on top.
Oh, no.
That was my question here.
No, and also the larger gaping cracks.
Okay.
Those. And like Joanne said, other cracks and so forth, they will be sealed. But you're still going to see them?
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to look. Yeah, it's going to look good.
Okay.
All Florida striking beak.
Are we adding another action?
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could.
I make a motion that we hire all striping, as you said. All Florida striping to cut out and patch and seal the parking as soon as possible.
I'm on.
And Bob Addy wants to talk. No, he's there.
One second, Bob. Okay, 1 second. Go ahead, Bob. Wait. Okay.
Wait, Bob.
Maybe.
Sherry. Go. Can you hear me, Bob? You can go ahead and speak now.
We can't hear you, Bob.
Bob, do you have a speaker?
Yeah, click there.
No.
Just not speaking into the microphone.
Bob. Bob, can you hear me? This is Lori. I cannot hear you. Are you speaking into your speaker? Check to make sure it's not muted.
All right, that's not going to work.
One second here. I got my speaker on. Yeah, I see that Bob cannot, we can't hear him. Let me turn something here.
It's on.
It is. I'm going to mute him and then unmute him. Yeah, everything is working on this end for Bob, Addy. I see one. Okay. Joe.
Is that it? Yes. Yes. We're just waiting for any comments. Sorry?
I'm going to follow the agenda.
Well, we're going to vote on the, we're waiting for the comment. Yeah, we're going to vote on it. And then do the gazebo. We didn't vote yet. We're just waiting for comments.
You made a motion and made a motion? No,
he did. Yeah, I know. We, yeah, let's get out of here. Huh? Yeah. I mean, our time for them to go too anyway. Any other comments? No comments? Let's just vote on it then. Okay. Like, just vote on it. All those in favor of repairing the parking lot, Sheree will take care of it. Vote yeah. Any that disagree, say no. So okay, it's unanimous. We're gonna get, she's gonna take care of it, get the parking lot repaired and fixed. And that, and then you, that's it. We're done with that.
Okay, I got the next one.
You.
Okay. The gazebo.
Gazebo update.
I heard this 2 years ago. I have tried diligently to get this done. The one contract that I've worked with in 25 years was just so totally disappointing me. He wanted to charge $4,500. I just lost my mind. So I found another contractor, and two of his staff died in 1 week.
What?
Yes. And so what I'm going to do is I spoke with Wayne, and this guy is incredible. He can do anything. I'm pulling Lou back in, and under the contractor, we're going to do the concrete in-house. We should be able to do that with no problem. Obviously, the permits have been pulled. It doesn't matter who does the work as long as it's approved and inspected by the city of Palm Bay. And I believe we can do it in-house, so we're going to do it that way. We're not sure how we're going to do it yet. We might rip up the whole pad and put more rebar in it. We might just go ahead and use what we have. We're all going to meet this week, and all of the guys are going to put their heads together and look at the blueprints, probably get Mr. Addy involved as well. Most importantly is we want it to pass the
City of Pompeii. We want it structurally sound. However, we have to pass and get it inspected. So you know that it's going to be if we have to get it inspected, because they can be a little particular, which we want anyway, because that is the gazebo. So I apologize for the long delay. God rest your soul. Rest in peace, Robin. But we're going to finish this come hell or high water. So we're going to do it in-house. I'm done.
Okay, public comments? Laurie, no public comments out there?
Okay, just 1 minute. Okay, we're doing public comments. If you all can hear me. Mark? Karen? Was Karen first? Karen Foote, was she first? I'm hurrying. I'm trying to unmute you, Karen. Karen, is your thing unmuted? There you go, Karen. Go. Yeah,
it's unmuted. Hi, guys. I just want to say a couple things. I'm talking about the cable. Cable was tabled by the board. It was never voted on. Joe was right. You guys tabled it February 24th. March 9th, you guys said it approved Mr. Gill to work and negotiate for us. And then on May 11th, the trustees said you'll give them 30 days and give them a time frame to answer it. So cable was never addressed. All right. I just read
what I was doing when I was doing Chase and Gill, because I didn't remember it the way you guys remembered it. Not at all.
Just
the way she said it.
Every single minute.
The Chase and Gill was working on, but you guys are saying you remember a whole different thing.
But. They didn't. They never did. It's not in any of the minutes. And the gazebo, we can't do in-house. We haven't been able to do it in-house since Rod bought it. So I don't know how we can do it in-house. It has too many inspections that have to be done. So those are my two comments. So cable needs to be brought up back up again, and so does the gazebo.
Hazel, what is she talking about?
The gazebo cannot be done in-house. We already found that out when Rod got the first gazebo. We have to hire a contractor to put it up.
Karen, we're not talking about. Oops, we're not talking about the actual gazebo itself. However, okay. We did return the first one. We got a whole set of engineering prints for the second one, yep. And the gazebo is like it's like Tinker Toys. It's like yeah, building Legos, right? That's how that works.
We've built one.
The house, I'm saying, is just the concrete.
Okay.
It's not it's not the gazebo itself. It's the concrete with the rebar and the reinforcements around it.
Okay.
So we already have the contractor, and he's already pulled all those permits. Does that make sense now to you?
Yep. Brian just wants to make sure ACC knows that they cannot build, we cannot build that ourselves.
No. He has the drawings. He has the blueprints. We're just doing the concrete.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was the cable. So what you guys need? You need the cable TV spectrum. Okay. You need to readdress that because you guys never did. The last time you guys said to Mr. Gill is give us 30 days to look at your proposal. And then that was the last meeting. We didn't have any meetings after that. That was May 11th in the board meetings. Nobody ever turned down the cable proposition. That's why we did Mr. Gill on March 9th. We told Mr. Gill to check into it. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Mark Bodo.
Can you hear me?
Mark Bodo, go ahead.
Hello.
Go, Mark.
I agree with Karen Foote, and I don't know why one board member would shut down another board member after one board member's done the research, unless they both did research and maybe they disagree. But I think that the proposal should be read so the residents know what they're losing or what they're getting. And I think it's unfair for someone to say no. And then, Joe, I expect that as a chairman, you're going to do your part to give us both sides and let us know what's going on. That's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
What? Have anything to say?
Well, does that, is there any more comments? Any more? No, I hear what he says. But the board is remembering it differently than I remember it. We had Chase and Gil. I had him going out there doing the contract. Oh, he asked me. Oh, I'll tell everybody what he came up with. Because the board, because I don't remember it being voting down or anything. Because she's got the things, I have them here, but you people are remembering a whole other thing. But anyways, I don't remember it. He was going to get $105,450 paid back to the park. He would, out of that, he would take a 15% commission, which is $15,817.50. So the park would have ended up with $89,632.50. The charge would be $50 instead of 51 times 687 units. That's $34,350 per month. It's 412, so it's a lot more. 200. Starting in 1/1/22, there would be a 4% increase per year. So that's better than the 5%. Currently, we're in a five-year contract with 5%. He was going to give us, the last time I talked to him, up to 120 days to make the decision. This was going to include the higher-end channels. It also was going to include the internet. So basically, 80% of the people in the park would be saving money. My internet is... So what, $70 per month for a Spectrum. So it would cost me, well, I'm going from 70 to zero. So for me, it, and most of the people in the park, you're going to save money. But for some people in the park, a lot less, it obviously may increase your dues. So that's the bottom line. So if we don't go with this contract, he said at the end of our contract, it'll probably be so expensive then that it would be, you know, maybe even beyond our reach. That's what Jason's telling me. He can come in and explain this all to you if you would like, but it seems like you don't even want to hear from him. Keith has a comment.
Doesn't do it. There we go. My basic thing is, I put what I did down on the contract. First of all, I wouldn't vote for anything that put another 4 years bind us up in a contract that is going to allow us 4%. This is over a $2 million contract would be signing.
Right.
Over the 4 years, it'd be over $2 million, and we're getting back $89,000. In other words, not even 4% or 3% of the contract to return it. That's, first of all, that kills it for me right there. Plus, my big thing is, other than a few notes and a few one piece of paper, I want to see a contract. I want to read it. I want to look at something I'm signing that's going to be $2.1 or $2.2 million contract that I got to sign. And I want our salesperson to present it to us. I don't want just some highlights. I guess I'll vote no on anything that puts us into another 4-year or 5-year contract.
So I think.
Let's look at AT&T.
Okay, Barbara.
How much would it be?
We would be paying them on this new contract.
$34,350.
That's double what we're paying them now. Yep. We pay them $17,000 right now.
Right. I know. It's more money.
And if we do it right now, it's really going to cost us because we still have several years on our
contract. Yeah, you have. It's December 6th, 2023. So yes. But you go, remember, you go up 5% a year. You know, it's not like you're not costing you more money every year.
I'm so just now, going by what the man told us when he was here.
So it's basically, it's less than 200,000, but you do get the internet, which you don't have now, and you do get the...
Oh, the people in the park would make out, personally, but in the end, we're going to pay a lot more money.
Yes, yes.
Well, our fees for taxes and assessments would go sky high. I'm just saying. Right now, I do like the gentleman told us, don't do anything until we get closer to 2023. That is what I'm quoting, his exact
right,
words.
Right. He said that you could do that. The way I heard it, it was...
I'm just saying, I wrote
Keith,
it down.
I know Keith.
I got Donna's quote and his quote, and they're not very far apart.
She didn't have any money in her quote, though.
That's the only thing she didn't have.
Yeah, $105,000. That's not the same. $105,000. Also, his was 50 times 687. Hers was 51 times 703. It's a lot more money when you times it out over the contract. You know numbers. Anybody that knows numbers, you got to look at the long term. But I, you know, what would I do? I think it's a good deal for most of the people in the park because you're
sure,
not going to pay no
interest. In the end, they're still going to pay. Our assessments would really go sky high.
Even if your dues did go up 20, it's better than the 70 that I'm paying right now. I'm just saying. I mean, it's all relative. If I could show it to you on paper, I could show you what everybody's paying because they know. Spectra knows how much they're getting because that's how we got the numbers. Chase and Gil got all the people and what they're paying. We're paying over that right now just for the internet because anybody's paying like the thing that has the fancy system. So his is over $100 a month because you got this and that. So he's going to save. You're going to save a lot of money. Who's the next? Okay, Cheryl.
Okay. Mark, you're absolutely right, and I apologize.
Joe, I apologize.
I should not have spoken that way.
We do need to hear from Joe. But I remember, and several board members remember, Jason saying,
you're going to have more leverage at the end of your contract to get us back in. You've got a contract. We have a contract. He said, you've got a good contract. Those are the words I remember him saying. We have spent hours on this. And that's what he told us. Let's just deal with it. Let's just, you know, as it gets closer, can you break a contract in the middle without cost? I have no idea.
Of course you can, because Spectrum owns Bright House.
So it's just like it's over and over and over again when we have a contract. That's how I feel. But I do apologize. Sorry about that. I'll try not to be so mean again.
Okay, Jack, comment? To wait till you get turned on, man. Yeah, go ahead.
I think there are a couple of problems with some presentations we've had of late. I felt like we didn't have any background information. The fellow was here with the rats. They're like homes. That came out of the blue to me. I had no idea what was going on and what this rat man was all about. The same thing with Chase and Gil. I thought he was Donna Arsenault's substitute. Gal from Spectrum couldn't get here because our agenda didn't list it very clearly. And I think that's probably still part of the problem. trying to figure out who some of these people were, and we weren't clear, and we had different impressions and different ideas. And I know he told us, Jason Gill told us, don't go out of the contract, stay with it, and then renegotiate. Those words are vividly in my brain. Thanks.
Go ahead. Carol.
Okay, so I came back in on another unit, so sorry. I couldn't be heard. So there was a couple of minutes that I was not hearing you all. So perhaps as we're talking about, we have already covered this. But one of the things that was concerning me is I remember that once, agreeing with you, Jack, once we found out who this Jason Gill was, he was very specific in saying that he would caution us about extending our contract with Spectrum because the architecture of the backbones of Spectrum is a cable-based system whereby in when our contract is up in, 2 years or so, that there may be other alternatives be above and beyond the AT&T that would get us into a Fios system, something that's fiber optic. And so that if we entered into a contract for any length of time, it might be a huge disparity that we're doing to the residents, tying them into something that would not be worthy. The other thing that concerned me too is that I was under the impression that we had directed Mr. Gill to go off and do a survey of all the residents. Now, I haven't received that survey. My understanding what he said is that he was going to find out how many people use Spectrum, what services they used, and more importantly, I understand, Joe, that you were able to find that information out, or he was able to glean that information for us, but he hasn't asked the residents how many people are happy or dissatisfied with the services they're currently getting. And I think that that would help to get sort of the anecdotal piece out of the way about I hate Spectrum, I love Spectrum, whatever it is, if people actually have to vote what their preference is for services that would give you, the trustees, a better point to go from. Did I understand that, Joe, that that proposal that that you got from Spectrum, did that extend the contract length of time? And I couldn't hear that, so maybe that was discussed when I was offline. Thank you.
What was the, did you hear that question?
Did the new proposal contract extend beyond what our current year is now?
Well, the new contract would take place when we sign it. So basically what you're doing is you're only extending the contract by 2 years because right now you have your contract doesn't expire to just do the dates. You don't have to. It's easy to figure. At the end of 2023, right? That's when it, so you get 23, 22, and 21, and you get the rest of this year. So that's over 3 years. So you're not really signing a whole nother 5 years. You're extending this contract with a different contract by basically a year and a half. We'll just do estimates. So that's what you're doing because your other one doesn't expire to the end of 23. So you're only extending, you would do a new contract, say you sign it next week, June 1st. So there's 6 months. So you would do basically a year and a half. It would extend it by a year and a half, this new contract. I can't hear her. She's answering. I can't. Sorry, I can't hear you, Carol.
Wait, girl.
Hold on. Looking there. Right.
Okay, Joe. Thank you very much for that clarification. One other comment that I recall Chasen saying was that he said that if we went out to RFPs 6 months before our contract ended, because my understanding from him is that potentially we're in an evergreen contract, which means that it would continue to extend if we didn't actually put them on notice. So that's one piece of information. But he said that with all the things that are going on today, he was saying that we would be in a much better position to be able to look at what other companies out there would have a better technology solution for us when we went out the 6 months before the end of our contract. I recall that particular comment that he made. And he was pretty specific about the fact that he claimed, because he'd been part of Spectrum for so long, that he clearly understood what their backbone technology architecture was Spectrum. And he said, it's not good. He said, it might be at the time that we go out for RFP that they may have invested money in their architecture, and they might be a feasible competitor for us, but at that day he didn't have the confidence that they would.
Right, but okay, he did look at all that. At this point, the best thing that he could do is to stick with Spectrum and not go with AT&T. But like I said, it's only basically if you sign next week. You extend your current contract by a year and a half. So all you're doing. And then at the end of the year and that extra year and a half, you could go out then and try to do AT&T's, because they have the fiber in the pot. But
well, what he did say, he was very specific and said, we have no ability.
Sorry, I can't hear. I can't hear you, Carol. So hold on.
Let me try it again. How's that?
It was us. Speak up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so he was very specific in saying that we were not allowed to go and contract with anybody else, that the contract that whoever signed precluded us from that ability. So that's off the table. It's either.
That's true. That's true. He couldn't do that, but he could still deal with Spectrum.
Right, but I mean, why?
That's what he did. He did go out, and if you heard, hopefully you heard the description of the deal that he worked out. But
No, I heard what you, I heard that part it, before.
So that's
Joe. I heard that. That. Joe, I heard that part before. I had to log off and log back in again. But maybe because you've got 120, because you have 120 days.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna have to. Cut it short, because we're like, we're at 4:30 here and we started at 1. So, I mean, what I'll do is, when I get something in writing from Chasen Gill, I can distribute it to all the trustees, and then you can see it in writing. The trustees, at this point, don't want to go with anything with no new deal with Spectrum, so you'll just keep what you have. That's it. So we have to cut it short. We have to get going. Any trustee comments? Go ahead, Joanne. I'm sorry. Yes.
I got it. Okay, I just want to confirm the time for the next meeting, which would be June 10th, Monday. Are we going to meet again at 1 o'clock?
Yeah. I've canceled the meetings for the summer.
Oh, you can't cancel the meetings unless you get a vote from the trustees.
Well,
we have never, this board has never met less than 10 months out of the year.
They've always had no meetings during the summer.
Absolutely. Before. No, Joe, excuse me. We've always had meetings through the month of June. July and August were the only months that there was an iffy. But we've got to. You've got so much more to do. We cannot, you cannot not have meetings. I'm sorry. But we had a vote on that. You didn't have the arbitrary authority to cancel all further meetings.
I want a
meeting on June 10th at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
I would love it. But according to the jail, you have to have a dietary problem.
Pardon?
You're still getting
there's a dietary out. Problem with the jail person who he has to meet at one. I don't know. That's what I was told. Joe, do you want to let us know what time?
Well, if you have to have this meeting, it'll be at one then.
We have to have a meeting June 10th, okay. And we have to have another meeting on June 24th. I can't hear what you're saying.
Tuesday.
Do I have the wrong damn calendar? I have 2019. Excuse me. Clean it out, Joanne. Whatever that Monday is, give it to me. I don't care. Second Monday, whatever it is.
It's June 8th.
Fine, June 8th. 1 o'clock or 10 o'clock. I don't really care.
1.
And then it's not going to be on the 24th. It's going to be on the 22nd.
This meeting was more painful than anything else.
No, I'm just saying, if you came at 10, 11, 12, you'd be here at 2.
I don't think so.
You got to end with a laugh.
Can I say something? This doesn't.
While I have everybody here. June whatever. June 8th and whatever you got after that.
I would like to.
You can't let things just sit for 3 months. Nothing gets done for 3 months.
No. We're going to have
really? Things. No.
Can I say somebody has nothing to do with this? Now we're taking baby steps, right?
I can't hear you, Barbara.
We're taking baby steps, correct?
We're getting what?
We're taking baby steps on opening different things.
Right. You've got to be able to make decisions.
All right. I want to know, HPPOA wants to start something.
What's
I know
what?
They want to know when they can start doing different things, correct? That's what the woman said, like her bands and everything. Well, I wonder if they're considering maybe opening bingo. They don't have that many. They can sit far apart because all these bingo halls and private clubs are opening theirs.
I think that's something we should discuss at the next meeting.
Okay. All righty. Because it's got to start somewhere. They've got to get out.
Yeah,
they're going.
No. Is that it?
No, it's not it. Any other trustees have comments?
Any other comments? We can adjourn. Most.
The only thing I would say is it's a staff issue. If it starts at 9, or excuse me, if it starts 6 or 7, and it goes until 9:30, 10 o'clock, then we have a problem. Until we get our staffing situated, we can make exceptions. Right.
One day at a time.
That's something we really got to talk about. I'm done.
Beverly. That's 1
can
o'clock.
Can I just have the floor for one minute?
1 o'clock.
Is there any way I can talk to everybody, please? Okay. Am I on?
You're on.
Why am I saying Joe?
I'm saying
you're on.
Okay. Hi. I have, this morning I talked to Inga. This is a reference to Rudy. I think that everybody knows him very well. Rudy has been in the hospital for almost 60 days.
60.
Yeah. Oh. It's been a long time. So he is doing much better. He doesn't have the virus anymore, but he's not doing very well health-wise. He's like a rubber boy. It's just his legs are just no muscle tone. The rest of his body, he is eating good. That's one good thing. But they took him by plane yesterday, and they took him back to Canada. The hospitals down here knew that they couldn't do anything more for him, and they did get a free flight that was donated by the government to get him up there, which was terrific. So I talked to Inga this morning, and now she's in quarantine for another 14 days that she can't talk to anybody or go see Rudy after he was so happy that she was there every day, trimming his toenails, cutting his fingernails, doing his beard. I'll tell you, she's a lady. But anyways, I am keeping in touch with her, so if anything else, anybody needs to know. But I just didn't want rumors going around the park. So I just thought that I would let you know what's happening. Thank you.
I have an emotion to adjourn the meeting.
We have a meeting.
on the 8th
at
and
one.
A meeting on the 22nd at 1.
1 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. I make a motion. Oh, Russ, did you have a question?
Go ahead.
Is there any reason why we can't hold a meeting and open it up to here and have a regular meeting? This has been absolutely, in my estimation,
ridiculous.
A terrible thing. First of all, we've sat here the entire meeting for 4 hours without any documentation that y'all been talking about. We don't know what the heck's going on. I can't hear very well. I can't understand Joe. Unfortunately, nobody here speaks loud enough for me to hear. I got my remote turned up the size it goes. So I know how, you know, I spent years on the trustee board. I know how meetings go, and it's very simple. I can hear when people are coming up to the microphone. I can hear people at the table, but I can't hear y'all, and I'm having a hard time hearing the people in the audience either. Thank you.
I wonder if we can consider doing it outside.
We should be able to have a meeting.
Because inside is where the danger 50%. Is. We could do it outside. We'll set up the tables there and have the people that's got to keep their social distances. And we could probably have, by then, I think in June is the beginning of 50. So we could have 50 people. But if we did it outside, I'd feel more secure. Is it the thing spreads when you're inside? So if somebody's out here and he's got it, he's breathing his COVID-19 out.
We can't do 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's too hot out there.
No.
Yeah.
It don't matter. 10, it's hot here. It don't matter. It's we could be in here and they could be out there. Like, no. I think we were going to do. Why don't we think about it? Shereen, you can go.
Hold 50%
think about
capacity.
It. If we could. We can still be in here, and then maybe the people out there. Just, I don't want them all.
That's
yeah, well, then they won't come. We'll get less people. Put it that way.
That's not
we'll
right.
be in here. They can be out there, and they can. No. We can close the pool. We can close the pool for that day. Whatever. We got to go. We have to join.
Okay.
That's it.
4:30.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, we're adjourned. Done. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.